those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
If you could eat a ketchup-flavored popsicle, would you want that? Because I heard they're making them and it sounds nasty to me.
I mean, that sounds absolutely terrible.
Carly Childhouse is from CandyUSA.com, and it is National Candy Month. Carly, what do you think about them making things that taste like ketchup?
Well, I think that that is definitely a sign of innovation in the food industry. The confectionery industry is excited about all of the innovation that we have. I don't know that I personally would love a ketchup popsicle, but gotta admire the energy there. And of course, thank you for having me and happy National Candy Month.
I mean, you sound like you're being very generous. I wouldn't say freezing something is innovation. I'd call it neglect personally, but that's just me.
So you're on the inside of all the innovation that's happening in the candy world. So like, what have you been seeing? Because we see all these crazy different flavors. I had this packet of jelly beans the other day where it was like a mystery. Like, you didn't know what flavor it was, and you ate it, and then you had to go see, and it was like Harry Potter themed. So I ate grass jelly beans I feel like this is like the new thing for kids.
Again, there's so much innovation. People are looking for that little bit of sweetness, joy, excitement. And if that comes in the form of some unusual flavors, more power to everyone who enjoys that. But, you know, we asked Americans for National Candy Month what their favorite flavors are, and grass and ketchup didn't make the list. But if you like red fruit flavors, you're in very good company. Watermelon, strawberry, and cherry are the top three flavors for the summer.
It's so funny. My little one, she's 3 years old. When she opens up like the gummy packs and all that, she only eats the red ones and then she gives me the rest. Like, I remember growing up, I would eat all of them, you know, even if they weren't my favorite, because everybody knows that the red ones are everyone's favorite, right?
We've asked people before, we've done, you know, quite a bit of research. And for a little while, we were finding out that people's favorite flavor was just red.
How does one like yourself go ahead and celebrate National Candy Month? Because for me, that would mean no rules whatsoever. And if my wife asked me anything about my habits during that time, I would say I'm in training or I'm, you know, just celebrating or whatever.
Well, on average, Americans enjoy chocolate and candy about 2 to 3 times per week, which averages just 40 calories and 1 teaspoon of added sugar per day. And that includes moments of celebration, what we like to call candy moments. Like National Candy Month, I myself am a bit above average on that, but there are so many ways to celebrate National Candy Month. Chocolate and candy have this really unique ability to enhance any summer adventure that you're on. So whether you're going camping or to the beach or to a graduation party, a backyard barbecue, out to the pool, really anything you're doing this summer, chocolate and candy can play a fun and unique role in it.
S'mores is not just s'mores anymore. I put the peanut butter cup right on there, Anna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I'll use the peanut butter cup and a chocolate bar with nuts or almonds or something in there. I get all the stuff that I want.
Now, that's what I call innovation, Raven.
Thank you.
And if you're looking for more ways to celebrate National Candy Month, you can visit nationalcandymonth.com. And then we'd love for you to join the conversation on social as well, Instagram and Twitter at CandyUSA. And of course, we are making very good use of the hashtag National Candy Month, and we hope that you will as well.